Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with many heading back to work, or at least planning to, the cost of childcare is back on the agenda in many households. And the bad news for parents is that creche fees are increasing. And where you live is a big factor when it comes to how much you'll have to pay. Well, consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire has been speaking to parents around the country to get an idea of the weekly and the monthly costs they face to meet those creche fees. And Siobhan is here. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, you've been in touch with parents to get an idea, as I say, of the fees that they're trying to meet. And what did you find? What did they tell you?
Well, I mean, it's staggering for a start, Claire. An awful lot of stress, worry and frustration. And I'll go straight into some of the numbers for you. The majority of respondents came from Dublin. I was hoping for a really good snapshot nationwide. So we did get quite a lot of figures outside of Dublin as well. But in Rathfarnham, for example, 1,100 a month for one child in creche fees. Mm-hmm. In Clontarf, the creche fee for a 13-month-old is 1,080, and this includes all the food for the infant. In Dublin 9, fees to mind a 12-month-old boy for 4 days a week come in at €800. And in Dublin 6, creche fees are coming in at €870 minus a government subsidy. Phenomenal money that you're forking out on a monthly basis, Claire.
It's another house plus. That's what it is. You know, there's no two ways about it. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's another mortgage. And when I was speaking to people, initially it was via Twitter messages. Then it progressed to emails. Then it progressed to phone calls. Then I was added into various mum WhatsApp groups. It's just a conversation that grew legs and has kept going over the last 2 weeks because women mostly are so frustrated. They feel they're being punished for if they want to go back to work full time after having a baby.
Well, it leads to people having to make very serious decisions about their careers. And I have found in my own circle of friends and with colleagues, etc., that it is when the second child comes along that you really have to make that crunch decision, because basically you get that number that you've just outlined there and you double it. You might get a discount for two children, but essentially you're doubling it.
Absolutely. And we hear so much when government figures come out, Claire, about, oh gosh, you know, people in Dublin are paying through the nose. Well, from figures collated around the country from people who got in touch with me, I mean, you know, these are not affordable prices. And I'll just give you some examples. In Limerick, one lady told me she's paying around €1,100 per month for an 18-month-old and a child in the morning creche. In Selbridge, in Kildare, the monthly fee for a one-year-old is €1,325. In Mullingar, a couple are paying €800 a month for 5 days of care. And one lady who lives in a rural location, she said that she has no options because her local creche only cater for kids over three, which means she either has to work part-time and pay for a minder, which would cost €150 a week, or just stay put.
Mm-hmm. And there are some factors where parents can keep the costs down, Siobhan, but that relies on flexibility in their own working week. So again, it has significant impacts.
Absolutely, yeah. Flexibility is the key. So some of the cheapest fees flagged for me came from a lady in Carrickmacross in Monaghan, and she has two young children in creche. And she is using a sessional rate, which is slightly cheaper. So it's €19 is what she pays, which works out at €190 for a full week for two children. But she herself said to me, Claire, that it's only because she can be very flexible in her work.
With her working hours.
Yeah.
And there's the added stress then for the new parents who are trying to get a child enrolled in the creche. And I'm thinking particularly in urban areas and cities, that's a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah. One woman had her baby 12 weeks ago, Claire, and she's already paying a creche in the hope that that place will be secured when she's ready to go back to work full time.
She's paying for it before the baby
uses it. She's paid a deposit, okay. And she has offered to pay the creche on a monthly basis just to make sure that place is there for her. Mm-hmm. Another lady in Dublin 12 who got into a community creche did something similar. She emailed the creche when she was 6 weeks pregnant, was told that she still had no guarantee that she would get a place. She eventually secured that place, and she started paying 3 months before she needed to put her child into the creche. Now, that's €2,400 for nothing. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's extraordinary, but it is a stress. And I know people who are pregnant who have that worry always in the back of their minds. What am I going to do when I have to go back to work? And they're seeking out solutions when they should be taking it easy and thinking about other things. So after all of this, then, when people are getting a child into a creche, it's simply treated, isn't it, like another transaction? It's like signing up for broadband or a monthly subscription.
Absolutely. I mean, Claire, and I must point out, I don't have children, so this was a real eye-opener for me. And I wax lyrical all the time about switching and saving your household bills. And yet here we have new parents being expected to undertake a transaction in exactly the same way. People told me there was only correspondence via Gmail, via text. Once you'd taken deposits or paid deposit, you'd take a screenshot, you send it over to the creche. There's no interaction. You know, we're talking about tiny little humans here, and it just felt a very kind of cold system to me.
Mm-hmm. And the parents are worried then about fees getting even more expensive. Is this a post-COVID situation they're concerned about, or what's resulting in the increase?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things happening in the sector at the moment, and we've already heard of warnings of prices going up in some Dublin creches by 20% later this year. So you'll have factors like the COVID wage subsidy ceasing later this year. And then you will also have the fact that there's a shortage of qualified staff. There's ongoing training now with COVID as well. Insurance costs have continued to soar. So there's a huge amount of factors there. I think the key really would be for the government to step in with some kind of subsidy scheme on top of what's already available.
Okay, and we know that the childcare sector is constantly calling for an intervention to help them sustain, because they say they can't keep the costs at the levels that the parents need them to be at.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it would do no harm for us to look to other European countries to see what they're doing. Other countries, Claire, like the likes of Sweden, you know, that have an amazing childcare service in place from when the baby is 12 months old. And you might say, well, look what happens for the first 12 months. Well, they give parents a year and a half of leave to mind that baby. So somebody is always going to be home with that child. And there's lots of other examples. In France, for example, they have a subsidised scheme. And if you're a working mother or a low income earner, you're prioritised on a list. Little things like that.
Can I go back to your correspondence with the parents? Because you said that it started as brief social media messages and then some progressed to emails. What was the sense that you got from the people who were in touch with you?
Extremely frustrated. They feel they've been kind of forgotten, pushed aside, you know, punished almost for wanting to pursue a career after having a child. The sense changed very quickly from worry and anxiety to anger as well, Claire, because they really feel that a lot more could be done to help working parents in this country. And, you know, that it shouldn't be a factor that women are often left with the only choice of going part-time, staying in the home, or just simply, you know, trying to pursue something else.
Yeah, and of course, some dads opt to take that option as well. Yeah. and stay at home or go part-time. We're just getting lots of messages on this. Remote working should be able to at least limit the time people need to put their kids into childcare by eliminating the commute. Remote working is the greatest solution of our time. Well, it might eliminate the commute, I suppose, for some people, but you can't work with children in the house. You just, I've tried it. You can't do it. It's not possible.
And that's what I was hearing from a lot of people who got in touch with me, that they were getting the same thing from friends saying, well, look, you're working from home, surely it's easier. Well, no, it's not. If you have like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old screaming, running around the house, it just, you know, you cannot work in that
environment. They always have something very important to tell you when the phone rings. That's absolutely guaranteed. I can't believe you're complaining about the costs. I lived in Holland and it's much more there. The staff work on minimum wage. What the Dutch do is send a child for a couple couple of days a week, switch to a 4-day work week or a day with a grandparent, you need to think outside the box. But for many people here, that's just not an option.
It's not an option. And it comes down to numbers, Claire. If you have an €800 mortgage and you're paying a grand in creche fees, I mean, it's an absolute imbalance. And it's crazy to think of how much money you have to put aside simply to have your child taken care of so you can go back to work.
That's why I suppose people in this situation, when we talk about switching your utilities to save a tenner or maybe €300 in a year, when you're paying creche fees, you look at that and you go, well, you should see what I'm paying out on the other side of this.
Absolutely. I mean, I spoke with someone who's taken a loan out for creche fees. She goes to her credit union every year.
Oh my gosh.
To get the amount she needs to put aside for creche fees.
That's extraordinary.
And Claire, we're talking, most of the respondents I spoke to were in a partnership. I mean, what happens single parents?
Yes, I know. I know, an impossible situation. Why is childcare presented as solely a women's issue? These children have dads too. Why is it the mother's career which is at risk? Well, I suppose it depends on the individual situation, but I know from personal experience in many homes, it is the mother who will make the decision to go part-time or perhaps leave work for a while. I often wonder why parents are complaining about the fees they're paying for the care of their precious children. How much per hour do they think the care of their child is worth? Perhaps people should consider whether they want to care for their child themselves or work. One needs to assess what is more important. The government taxpayers, it seems, are required to foot all of these bills. Where does it stop? And I suppose there will be people who do not have children who will ask that question, why is my tax dollar having to pay for this? But we've got to give people choices too.
Absolutely. And just on the issue of men, I mean, you know, I didn't specify gender when I was seeking responses, Claire. It's just the majority of people who got in touch with me were women.
Okay.
And we're the person who had to take charge of this.
Here's a listener with a good solution, or one that certainly is worth considering. Childcare and college fees should be tax deductible. End of. Where is my USC going? In Germany, kindergarten is part of the school system. And I think if people thought that they were getting something back at the end of the year in their tax, it would make it a lot easier.
Absolutely. That would be such a simple solution.
Yeah, but an expensive one. It's not cost-free either for the state. Young couples can only afford one child, maybe two if lucky, if they work. This is not being addressed and needs a much bigger response. Think outside the box, we're being asked again. Certainly, when people get to the stage where they have two children, if that is their choice, as we said earlier on, that the costs are very high and prohibitive for some people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one couple told me they now have two kids in a creche and they got a 5% discount, but that still means they pay £1,300 a month, every month.
We have another listener who says childcare and housing are both now and have been national emergency situations for which there is no solution. It's a near hopeless situation. And Siobhan, I don't know if you got this from the response that you had back, but the people who are paying childcare are often the exhausted ones. They're like carers, home carers. They just don't have the energy to campaign on this issue. And then when they're out the other side of it, they don't need to campaign about it.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, definitely, just from speaking with people, you would even hear that in their voices. They're worn out and fed up.
Worn out having to pay and work. My eldest child is 12. I've spent over £130,000 on childcare since she was born. I only work 2.5 days a week. £130,000. Well, I'd say if we all added it up, we'd come to that figure or thereabouts as well. I get the grandparents, says another listener with a question mark. My dad is 94, so I don't think that would work. And that's, if grandparents are willing to do it, that's fine. But you can't be imposing either on people who are hopefully enjoying their retirement or may not be able to look after the children, Siobhan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I know of scenarios where grandparents did step in for a while to help out with the kids. But again, it was just too much. You know, it's an awful lot to expect of somebody.
Again, lots of listener reaction coming in. I had my first baby 16 months ago. I worked full time in a creche before my daughter was born. I was planning to return, but with the creche fees, I couldn't afford to return. That's extraordinary. I wanted to bring my daughter with me, but I couldn't afford it. My wages were going back to the creche. Well, that just says it all, doesn't
it? I know,
it
really does.
It's a Dublin problem. Creche fees in Waterford, along with mortgage rates, are way cheaper. And we have sun, beaches, no traffic, no stress. But good for you in Waterford. But that is what you found when you looked at some of the regional figures, Siobhan. Just remind us again of the disparity disparity between the Dublin fees in particular and what you saw in other places?
Yeah, so not massive actually, Claire, because, you know, you could be paying 1,300 in Dublin 6, but also a lady in Selbridge said to me she's paying that. So mm-hmm. 800 euros in Mullingar for 5 days, that's you know, that seems, I'm not going to say affordable because it's not, mm-hmm. but it's a lot lower than what somebody in Dublin would pay, which is around the 1,100 mark.
And what was your Carrickmacross figure? That was...
Yeah, Carrickmacross. Now, that was sessional rate, so it wasn't full time or part time, but it was 19 euro a day. So for two kids, that was 190 euro.
I'm seriously considering, says a listener, not having a second child because it's too expensive. I earn 55,000 a year. My partner earns 52,000. We pay over 1,000 for our 2-year-old son's creche. Paying for two would be very difficult, on top of the stress of finding a place and the feeling that we never have clear communication with the creche. It's been incredibly stressful. And again, that goes back to the point. Once you hit the number two, you might be able to manage it with one. Once you hit number two, big decisions have to be made.
Absolutely. It's a whole different ball game. And even in terms of you know, speaking with the creche, and I'm not painting every creche with this, Claire, but certainly some of the examples I got where, you know, your correspondence is only via email, telling you what forms to send on, telling you you couldn't have formula milk for the child in the creche. Loads of little stipulations that, you know, even someone without kids knows that there's an even bigger debate around formula milk, and you have to wonder, you know, how people feel when they're being told what they can and cannot do.
What about the parent who gives up the job to look after their children? What should they get? You've established that working from home while minding children is impossible because, surprise, surprise, looking after children is a job in itself. I'm so glad somebody
said that.
We should go back to our children being cared for by women in our local community. It worked perfectly well years ago. The government have made it almost impossible for this to happen now, and so couples are absolutely crippled by these high creche fees. I wish this creche conversation would put the children at the centre. Children must have the right to access daycare for free as soon as they are 1 year old. There are so many benefits for kids' development. Where are the children's basic rights in this country? And Dan says, surely if women stayed at home and only the man went to work, it would be a much easier solution for everyone. Oh, gosh. House prices would also be slashed in half as there would be only one income again. Thanks for that, Dan. Let's remove all choice for women, and that would solve the problem. While I very much welcome this discussion, says another listener, we need to do away with the term working mums. Bringing up the next generation is the most important work there is. Without care, work, society would collapse. The parent who works caring for the children needs to be paid as they enable the other partner to go to work. And another one. These children are the ones who will be paying for the pension and the services required for that listener in the future who doesn't have children. So we should just not have the children. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Look after the people who are going to be paying for your pension in the years to come. Why have children if you don't want to rear them? We all minded ours, but no luxuries like now. So no house, no car, no holidays, and stay at home and look after your children. All right, Siobhan. We'll leave that one there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. A huge listener reaction, and 51551 if you want to talk to us about that this morning. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.